The floodgates that are about to open were opened by Bob Guccione. The floodgates that are about to open were opened by Madonna. The floodgates that are about to open were opened by the softcore porn peddlers in rock and roll music, and now, unfortunately, in country music. There was a guy in the chat room earlier at MikeChurch.com that was going like, "Hey, why is country music softcore porn? I'm new here." And he was informed by five or six members in the chat room, country music is softcore porn. Go listen to it. You'll hear it. It's all about panties and T-shirts on the floor and getting drunk and shacking up. And, oh, girl, I can't wait to have you on my in the bed of my truck, oh, girl. I can't wait for you this Saturday night, oh, girl. We're going to drink a beer. I can't wait to do tequila shots with you and wake up in the morning. It's disgusting and embarrassing. But this is wholesome American music, country music. Like Hades it is. Now, there may be some out there that are still making country music like that. Some. Very few. As women become sex or objects of exploitation, it only makes sense that men are going to take advantage of the exploitation. So what are you going to have? Fewer families. Smaller families, and the unlikelihood that there's actual contact and not just single person occurrences with pornography, more abortions. You're going to have contraception. Why? Because the marital act no more today. It's not about children. No, it's about sex in the city. It's about having multiples of orgasms, multiples of partners. Multiples of affairs. It's about, hey, let me see how long I can get away with adultery. All this has been brought to you by Hollywood and Capitol Records. And now they feign shock and outrage. Oh, we didn't see that one coming. Some of us did.